came from the far end of the bar. Seeing the spectacle, he called out, "Hello, Tom, old man. What's the trouble?" "Sure, it's nothing," said the man. The newcomer surveyed the deplorable figure before him and then turned to the constable, saying, "It's all right, constable. I'll see him home." The constable touched his helmet and answered, "All right, Mr. Power." "Come now, Tom," said Mr. Power, taking his friend by the arm. "No bones broken. What? Can you walk?" The young man in the cycling suit took the man by the other arm, and the crowd divided. "How did you get yourself into this mess?" asked Mr. Power. "The gentleman fell down the stairs," said the young man.
"I am very much obliged to you, sir," said the injured man.
"Not at all.
And we have a little—" "Not now, not now."
The three men left the bar, and the crowd sifted through the doors into the laneway. The manager brought the constable to the stairs to inspect the scene of the accident. They agreed that the gentleman must have missed his footing. The customers returned to the counter, and a curate set about removing the traces of blood from the floor. When they came out into Grafton Street, Mr. Power whistled for an outsider. The injured man said again as well as he could, "I very much obliged to you, sir. I hope we'll meet again. Your name is Kanan."